We continue our discussion in what is considered Tzarech Rabim. That, as we discussed in the previous year, Chazal allowed Melach of Tzarech Rabim to be done on Chol HaMoed. The many Poskim take the approach that Tzarech Rabim doesn't necessarily mean the entire city. For example, if we have an apartment house with many people who live in that apartment house, and there's something that has to be done for that repairing the home, the halacha is that that's included in the category of Tzarech Rabim. And that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal was of the opinion that repairing an elevator may be done on Chol HaMoed. Rav Vozner Shlita does not agree, and he says that it's not included in the het of Tzarech Rabim, unless it's a situation where you have living in that home an old or sick individual or a pregnant woman, where if they won't have the elevator available to them, it will be a situation of Tzarech Rabim. On the other hand, there's another issue, and that is that we discussed in our previous year that the reason there's a het of a Tzarech Rabim is because since whenever we speak about a Tzarech Rabim, it's a situation where there's no one person responsible, and therefore it won't get taken care of. And only on Chol HaMoed, where people aren't working anyway, will Tzarech Rabim be taken care of. If that's the case, in most homes, there's a manager or a supervisor or a committee that's in charge of taking care of the house. And therefore, we don't have, under those circumstances, according to the most poskim, the heter of Tzarech Rabim. There actually would probably be difference in halacha if there's one individual who's responsible versus if it's a committee. And even if it's one individual, of course, we only need to be concerned if he could have done this repair before Yontif. But if the elevator broke on Chol HaMoed, and he couldn't have known that it's going to break in Chol HaMoed, and he couldn't have repaired it before Chol HaMoed, it makes no difference if there's a manager or not. And again, when we speak about a committee, as we spoke in the previous shir, a committee may not be considered the same as an individual here to take care. Why? Because since it's a situation of a committee, so there's no one person responsible, and therefore the heter of Tzarech Rabim would apply. Another issue that the Poskim discuss when we speak about Tzarech Rabim is actually driving or public transportation. And the Poskim, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Lahavdil ben Chaim Rav Nissen Karelitz, actually suggest that going on a bus on Chol HaMoed may be more of a heter than going in a car, because a bus has the heter of Tzarech Rabim. So if someone, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, has to travel somewhere in Chol HaMoed, and he has the option to go by bus or by taxi, then it may be better that he'll go by bus, because that certainly is a situation of Tzarech Rabim. On the other hand, I saw the Rav Nissen Karelitz says that if it's a situation where somebody driving a taxi, he says that even driving a taxi may be considered a situation of Tzarech Rabim. The reason, he says, is because the taxi driver keeps on taking different people on trips on Chol HaMoed. And since they keep on taking different people on trips on Chol HaMoed, that is considered a Tzarech Rabim, because we combine all the different trips that are being taken on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah continues in teaching us that Tzarche Rabbim may be done in Chol HaMoed, and the, as I said, when we speak about Tzarche Rabbim versus Tzarche Yachid, we need to make a number of distinctions. Tzarche Rabbim that are being done with Tzarech Yontif can be done even with a Maisa Umin. If it's a Tzarech Yachid, even if they're being done with Tzarech Chol HaMoed, Tzarech Yontif, they may not be done through a Maisa Umin. A Tzarech Rabbim, if it's being done for Yontif, may be done even if they plan to do this activity in Chol HaMoed. Tzarech Yachid may never be done if they were planned to be done for on Chol HaMoed. If it's a Tzarech Rabbim, not L'Tzarech Moed, they can only be done with a Maisa Hegit or a Maisa Umin with Shinui. Tzarech Yachid that are not L'Tzarech Yontif may not be done at all. And Tzarech Rabbim, according to the Bir Halacha, one could get paid for, not for Tzarche Yochid. I also saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal is of the opinion that since we're allowed to take a bus or a taxi, as we discussed on Chol HaMoed, since we're allowed to take a taxi or a bus, one may even take his car or his bus to the mechanic to have them repaired, to have them repaired for Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah discusses building a shul on Chol HaMoed. Is building in a shul considered Tzarech Rabbim? The Mishnah Berurah says that that is not, as the Ramah teaches us, that that's not considered a Tzarech Rabbim. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that even if they don't have a shul currently, and now by having the shul built, they'll have a shul, the halacha is that is asur. And however, I saw, and even if they already began building the shul before Yontif, it may not be built on Chol HaMoed. The Paiskim, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, indicate that if they live in a time and a place where if they won't allow the shul, that there's always a concern that the people who give permission for a shul to be built may withdraw that permission. And if they're going to withdraw that permission, we won't have the shul. Then the shul can be built on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, quotes the Sefer Maimer Mordecha, who says that we have to look at circumstances. And certain times the circumstances are such that allow for the shul to be built on Yontif. However, the Noida Behuda makes the point, and we have the sugya later in our Masechta, in the next parak, where if buildings are built typically by kablonis, they're built with a contract, and it's not that the person is hired by any one individual to as a worker, but it's hired by a contract, and it's a shul, there may be reason to be makel. There's an interesting Kaf HaChaim that says that let's say there are repairs being done to yeshiva, and they began doing the repairs before Chol HaMoed, and if they won't finish those repairs on Chol HaMoed, they won't be able to start the yeshiva at the proper time. So the Kaf HaChaim compares this to another din. The halacha is that even though you're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, Chidushei Torah may be written on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because we're concerned that that Torah will be forgotten. If you hear a chiddush or you come up with your own chiddush, the Paiskim were concerned that you may forget it, and therefore that chiddush may be written on Chol HaMoed. So Kaf HaChaim says the same thing when you have a yeshiva. If the yeshiva repairs, the building repairs won't get done on Chol HaMoed,
there's a concern that the yeshiva won't be able to open on time. And under those circumstances, where the yeshiva won't be able to be open on time, the paiskim were maker like with the Chedusha Torah for Talmud Torah. The paiskim also draw a distinction in this halacha between building a new shul and an existing shul. And they want to suggest that when it comes to building a new shul, when it comes to repairing a shul, perhaps we could be more makel. I saw a tshuva in the back of the Sefer Zichron Shleima from the Debrett Sina Rav that discusses this very shaila. He discusses a shaila where there's someone who has a shul, and the shul is needs repair, and if they won't be able to repair the shul, there's a concern that people won't daven in that shul. And the question that he discusses is, can they repair that shul on Chol Hamoed? And he takes a much more lenient approach. His approach is that one could be more lenient. And he explains why. He explains, number one, there's a concern that the Rav, we're talking about a shul that that's the main time, Yontif is the main time where they get the income from the shul. And if the shul will be closed, they're going to lose that income. And therefore, he said, and moreover, there's a concern that people may go daven in another shul and not come back to this shul where they've been davening till now. So we combine all of these different heterim. He takes a position that since it's already an existing shul, and we're only speaking about repairing an existing shul, he is a little more lenient. He also says in another tshuva there, in Sifkaten Chavov, that one may wash the towels in the mikveh. Because even though theoretically one should make an announcement before Chol Hamoed, that whoever needs a towel should bring their own towel from home, he says, still, since most people or many people are going to forget, and obviously they need a towel to go to the mikvah, he takes a more lenient approach that you could wash the towels for the mikvah on Yontif. As he says, you could repair the shul because that's the time that the shul gets most of its income, and the rav, and there's a concern that people will go to another shul. He says they may stay in the other shul, so that may be in the category of a dover or ovid. But again, he says, as he always says, that one should try to do it with a shinui as best as possible. There's a very interesting, lenient psak from the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kelchosoi. He says that if there's a newspaper, he allows for the printing of a newspaper on Chol Hamoed. He says that, and not only does he say that you're allowed to print the newspaper on Chol Hamoed, he says that you could even fill up the newspaper with articles and with ads that are not only relevant to Chol Hamoed. And the reason he says is because it's considered a davar ovid. He also goes into a discussion where people need to hear the news, people want to hear the news, and if we won't give them this properly prepared newspaper, they may read newspapers which are inappropriate, and therefore it's mutter. He also says that he takes a much more lenient approach, and he says anything that involves hygiene, that means if a sewer is backed up, a toilet is broken, a shower, a bathtub, all of these things may be done on Chol Hamoed. He also mentions that they used to have the general meetings on Chol Hamoed. The reason they had the general meeting of Chol Moed is very much included in the heter that we've been discussing about Tzarchi Arabim, because Chol Moed is the time that people are available, and therefore he says that general meetings of the community can be held in Chol Moed. However, he does say that if possible, one should record the notes, the minutes of those meetings. They shouldn't be recorded in Ksav Ashuris. They should be written in English, or nowadays, and we'll discuss this hopefully still in a shir, it could be written in on a computer screen, that has much less of an issue of writing on Chol Moed. A Sefer Torah that becomes puzzle on Chol Moed, the halacha is one should not repair it, even if it involves not now when on Yom Tov we read from two Sefer Torah, even if it involves now that we're not going to have two Sefer Torah, we'll only have one Sefer Torah, and we'll have to roll the Sefer Torah to the right place. Still, that is one should not be repaired in Chol Moed. However, the Paiskim say that that's not when it's for Simchas Torah. Then Simchas Torah, we know we take out many Sefer Torah to read from, so everybody should have an Aliyah, and we have the Tchassan Torah and the Tchassan Bereishis and the Kriyas Hayoyim. So if a Sefer Torah becomes Pasul and we're not going to have enough Sefer Torah for Simchas Torah, there the Paiskim are more lenient. However, I saw from the Paiskim that if there's a situation, Rav Moshe discusses this, if the Sefer Torah, if you have a Megillah, Kehelas, Shira Shirim, and they become Pasul, may they be repaired on Chol Moed? And Rav Moshe says that they may not be repaired on Chol Moed, because since you could read from these, even when the missing letters or they're not 100% kosher, you don't have a heter to do that melacha on Chol Moed. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav Simen Nun Beis. The question that the Minchas Yitzchak was asked was regarding Shari Tzedek Hospital. Shari Tzedek Hospital was being built, and now was Chol Moed. And the question that was asked to the Minchas Yitzchak was, are they allowed to continue building on Chol Moed, or are they allowed to build on Chol Moed? So the Minchas Yitzchak paskened that they may not build on Chol Moed, but they may receive materials in Chol Moed. As the Minchas Yitzchak discusses, our Mishnah and the Gemara that we've been discussing, the Halacha that we've been discussing, teach us that we're allowed to do Tzarchei Rabim Chol Moed. And as we just discussed, different activities that are included in the heter of Tzarchei Moed. And Mitzvah Yitzchak says, as we've been explaining, the primary heter is because we're concerned that the job, that Chol Moed is the time when people don't work, and that's when we could be certain that what needs to get done will get done, says the Mitzvah Yitzchak. But that doesn't apply in this case, because in this case, we certainly, says the Mitzvah Yitzchak, we have all the person in charge of the hospital, and since we have a person in charge of the hospital, there's no reason why we shouldn't be allowed to, there's no heter of Tzarchei Rabim. But as we've been discussing in our shir, there's a difference in Tzarchei Rabim between a Maisa Uman and a Maisa Hedget. And as we learned many times in our shiurim, We learned it in the Gemara as well. A Maisa Hedyet, and it's a Tzairich HaRabim, we could be much more lenient. And that's why the Mechas Yitzchak says that even though building, which is a Maisa Umin, may not take place on Chol HaMoed, the receiving of material is not a Maisa Umin, and therefore, since it's not a Maisa Umin, it should be Mutar on Chol HaMoed, since we're referring to a situation of Tzorich Rabin. On the other hand, as we've discussed in the previous year, and the Mechas Yitzchak discusses this here as well, we have another concern, and that is Tircha. Not only is there a concern of Tircha, because receiving and carrying all of these materials obviously involves a Tircha Merubah, there's also a concern of Befaresia, where this is obviously being, the hospital is being built in a very public area. On the other hand, there's another heter, and that's that of Pikuach Nefesh, that they need to have a hospital. So therefore, taking all of these considerations into account, he says, receiving materials, especially if you're using Poyalim Nokrim, non-Jewish workers, we could be more lenient in. Regarding the actual building of the hospital, there he takes a stricter approach and doesn't allow it to be done on Chol HaMoed.